PA3JCA monitoring.
PA3JCA, KN4WWD, good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard, KN4TFW.
To both of you. Well, I won another year membership to Blue Bridgecom last night.
Can't beat that.
Yep, so far I've won a radio, and then back on August 10th I won a membership, and then I won another membership last night, so that just saved me $300 there for the membership.
Where do they have a drawing?
On Wednesday nights, the Bridgecom Live, for normal people that log in, they draw a membership for 1 year, which is Bridgecom University, and it gives you like $150 store credit. And then if you have the store credit, or you have the Bridgecom Plus membership, you get to enter a special drawing for a two-way radio. But you have to remain present for the drawing. Like last night, when they got to the radio, they called a person's name and he wasn't there. They gave him 30 more seconds. He didn't answer, and then he finally drew his second name and somebody was present.
Night is this happening?
On Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock Central Time.
8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Thanks, Chandler.
Okay.
At the time I'm shutting her down.
You put it on your phone and watch YouTube on your phone there. Just log in when it starts, get everything answered, and then just sit back. And what I do is I just kind of lay here, and if the topic is interesting, fine. If not, I just watch it and listen to it, and then I wait for the drawing at the end of the show.
That one. And that I just say I never do it. 4 o'clock comes pretty early.
Yeah, it does. There ain't no kidding about that.
Did you get over here yet?
This morning, I don't know. He started laying in the dead zone right now.
Yeah, he was on the other repeater, and I just signed off with him, and he's going to be a few minutes, and then he'll be on a 610.
Getting ready to jump on the other repeater to talk to both of you. And then that's when I heard him say that dead zone, and you guys signed, and so I figured I'd just come back over here, KA3JCA for ID.
KA4WWZ for ID, KA4TFW, KA3JCA. Ken, do you have an in-zone 878?
If you were, I do have one of those.
What do you think about that radio?
Radio, I haven't even explored half of it, but I'm going to pick Richard's brain here maybe this weekend or in the next coming weeks and that to try to get the most out of it.
Matt, I think I'm going to do the same.
The only repeater, digital repeater I could hit is a Spartanburg one.
With a hot spot or without a hot spot?
No, without, just straight radio.
That's it.
You're not going to be able to hit any of the digital repeaters here in South Carolina with the hotspot because they're not Brandmeister. But you can program them in your radio so that when you're out and about, you can hit them. And if you get the right channel and we get it all set up correctly for you, then you'll be able to talk all over the state of South Carolina and possibly into New York, North Carolina.
Very, very cool.
I was playing around with it a little bit, and I heard some people, and they were they were up in North Carolina. It's pretty cool how it identifies, you know, the who's on the radio.
What kind of did that, you know? Where you programmed your radio, or you punched in a number that was affiliated with your call sign so that it would show up when people key, then you'd know who was on the radio.
You know, Project Sage 25, Project 25, I got a Motorola XPS 5000 for teenagers that's being upgraded. Somebody's fixing it up for me. I saw that radio can do radio ID, and it's not a DMR radio, but it's digital analog. Go figure. I have a Motorola XPS 5000 set for the 2 meter handband. Now, with that radio, I know the Project 25, Phase 25, Phase 2, and Phase 3. That's a digital, an analog digital radio. It's an analog radio, but it has digital capabilities. It's not DMR. That radio, you can set it up for ID. I don't know how. I don't know where to look to do it. But if you can get a 225 repeater, get on 2 meter ham bands, and set it up for analog, you can make that happen.
Make sure I got it here. Radio, the XTS has been discontinued walkie-talkie for Motorola. You can still get them in UHF for the P25 digital, FPP and GMRS and ham radio frequencies for about $500 a radio from what I've seen in the past. But yeah, you protocol, the P25 is a different protocol, just like DMR or Yaesu, the Fusion, or C4FM. But what's nice about it is the hotspot that Bridgecom sells, or any of the Raspberry Pis, you can actually set those up to do DMR gateway, the YSF gateway. You can do the YSF parrot, P25 gateway, D-Star. You can set it up for Pi-Star remote. You can set them up for a lot of different variations.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Patrick, KF4WWT.
KF4NXY.
KA3JCA.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, David. KN4TFW. Good morning, crew going this morning.
Full house.
Yes, sir. All the hams are here for the morning round table on the W4NYK repeater.
Big crowd in here this morning. Well, fellas, pick it up. I'm going to sit back and drink my coffee. KF4NXY.
I've been listening for a few minutes, and y'all are talking about P25. Richard, you're saying that the hotspot, the SkyBridge, will do the P25?
You can program it to do that. then you have to do something to the 878 to get it to work on the P25. But I've read and seen people out in California that have got like five or six different hotspots, and they set one on D-Star, and they set one on P25. They set one on that NXDN. They set one on C4FM. And they just have like a bank of different hotspots sitting on the shelf.
Cheaper than buying radios, I guess.
I know the 878 does the DMR, but like if you have a Yaesu radio, you can get on there and do that Fusion. Then there's their DMR Plus that you can get into, and some other stuff. KA3JCA. Let's see here. I'll let
Patrick, or not Patrick, Chandler pick it up there, and we'll go back around.
I'm just now getting into DMR. I'll let Richard tell you what happened last night. I got a good deal on some equipment and an injury ship, but I don't really have anything.
Trap ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'll let him tell you what deal I got, and then I'll tell you more. I can't really offer any insight as to what any of this equipment will do, because I have to learn how to use it myself, so I'll stand by, and I'll be back in shortly.
Sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday. I heard you when you were signing off when I was out in the field. Looks like the only digital repeater I can hit is the Spartanburg one.
Oh, shit.
Buddy, go ahead. W, did I lose everybody?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm still here, and I don't think that was a double 10.
That, but yeah, the only repeater I can hit is the Spartanburg one. Can you make it?
From the house. But do you know what the call is for that repeater you can hit?
Got my radio up and figure it out, because the way I have them named and the limited space that it gives you, it's like really confusing. So I got to figure it all out, how to do it so I can understand it.
Yeah, I did mine, but I made a channel, or not a channel, I made a zone for each repeater, and then I put the channels that repeater can have in that zone, but I named the zone with the call sign of the repeater, and then the first one or two letters of the area, so I would know where it was at.
I think we have some new QRM on the frequency.
Patrick, or not Patrick, Ken, when the Spartanburg repeater, was that a DMR repeater, W4SC?
I know it was a digital repeater, a DMR repeater. I don't know which one. There was a couple of guys talking on it when I was scrolling through it yesterday evening, and they were out of North Carolina.
Peterbook.com to see if I can look it up.
Buddy, M4ZLK.
KO4WWZ.
Good morning, Shane. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Shane. KN4GFW.
Good morning, Shane. KA4JCA.
Good morning, Shane. KA3JCA.
Good morning, Shane. KF4NXY, David.
Who is KA4JCA?
There, Chandler.
Thank you, ma'am. Glad to hear you on the radio this morning.
The reception. I just wanted to say hello. You guys carry on. I might be in the background or I might not be. Good morning, Sally. Good to hear you this morning, and Richard, and everybody else. N4ZLK.
KN4TFW. Name's Ken.
Nice to meet you. This is Patrick, KO4HKX.
This is Sally. Good morning. This is Chandler, KO4WWZ.
Good morning, everybody.
I'd just roll over and tell her that there. Hey, Ken, I just looked up under the repeaterbook.com, and the only Spartanburg DMR repeater that I can find is the 440.6625, and it's the WR4SC repeater.
Yes, I know. when I first got the radio, I went through and programmed in, like, everything that was in my area and tried to set it up. And then when I scrolled through the menu on the radio, then I couldn't tell what was what. So then I went back and renamed it and everything and so that I could tell where it was at. But now I don't have the information to, you know, identify it to know exactly which one it is. So I got to work on all that and figure it all out. KN4TFW.
When you give me a call there, we'll walk through there. And basically what Patrick said, I treat the radio like the radio is the filing cabinet. The zones that you set up throughout your radio are like a filing drawer. And then the channels in that zone are like a file folder. So, but yeah, we'll go over that with you when we have our phone conversation.
Do you have Microsoft Teams?
Let's see here. I don't know what version of Microsoft I have. Let's see here. You talking on Microsoft Word?
An app for like sharing and kind of like Skype, but it's called Teams.
When we talk, I'll have to look for it and see. I think I know what you're talking about because I've had to do some stuff on my computer and share it with my wife.
I need to see my screen and what I was doing while we were talking, but it also would allow you, if I give you control, you could run my computer and make the changes.
It'd be nice because I mean, I helped Chandler get through a lot of the logins yesterday, especially with the FCC. And if you jump ahead too fast and don't read the screen, it kind of locks you up. And it took us a while to get back and get his FRN and his password and FCC registration all set up because everybody has to redo that. I thought it was August that it took effect. It actually took effect July 15th. KA3JCA with the group, and I'm sorry, I'll let Patrick pick it up. I didn't mean to leave everybody out.
For HKX. Oh, no, you're good. I'm just listening and learning as I'm driving, so that's not a bad thing. But I've heard you talking about that FRN number reset there. Wasn't there a window where, like, I've only had my license less than 2 years, where it was already done?
No, until you actually log in. So what you do is, it doesn't change your FRN number. What they did is that they moved from one system to another. So you have to make sure, before, like, they were using your FRN number to log in and some other stuff, now you're logging in with an email address and a password, and then you have to make sure that your FRN is associated with your FCC record and so forth. And once those two numbers or once those two records are associated, then you can log in. Now, if you try to log in and it says no, then you have to create a new account and make sure that whatever email that you're going to use to log in with is valid. They'll actually, there's a button that says check availability.
I need to go and check that then so I can get it all squared away.
Recommend people do it because if you get to within 90 days or you forget, you get real close to your license expiring. The way I read one of the articles in the FCC site, once it expires, I know amateurs has a two-year grace period, but like just use GMRS radio, for example. It says if you let it expire, you have to apply for a whole new license.
HKX, roger that. I'll have to go check mine because I do have my GMRS license also. But back to Chandler, what did you get last night? We never did find out.
I got the 878 EVT plus and the SkyBridge. But with a annual membership to Group Sounds Plus.
SkyBridge, you got a free speaker mic, a free Ultra Code plug. He got $50 off the purchase. He got free programming, and it was like a $950 value, and he got it for like $764, so he's happy.
I'll double there to start with, but I think we got the gist of it. So Chandler got him a 878 UV2 Plus and a Skybridge and several accessories for free. So that means you'll be up on DMR and you can be making those worldwide contacts now.
3JCA.
Doing this morning, Patrick?
This time of day, I'm doing great.
Let me say this, at least you didn't have to take 85 on the way to Spartanburg. Although this time of day, 85 ain't clogged up real bad. I got headed out the door about 4:45 or so. I made it here on time. I'm an hour early, but I'm happy about that. I like being an hour early because I can sit and talk on the radio, eat my breakfast, do all what I need to do, and I know that I'm here and I ain't going where it's up being late.
What's Spartanburg, KN4 GFW?
I don't know for sure. I was here Tuesday with the same crew in the same crew league, and we were all over the place. We went to several different locations. Mainly, we just set up the shoulder package, and we just kept an eye out. We didn't have the flag. I'm hoping it's my day again today. It'd be nice.
Yep, KN4GFW.
I got the 878 that Richard told me is I can use it on GMR as well as belts. And, let me say this, my finger's slipping off the push to talk button. Sorry about that. I can actually use my radio for my job because we transmit and receive on GMRS radios. And while I'm doing that, I could be listening to 94.5 and whatever FM station I want to.
Do something to it to be able to talk on GMRS. I haven't done that to mine yet. I think it's the way you, a different mode you go into. Once you get it set up, you're good to go.
HTX. You have to put it in professional mode. It's just a matter of when you're setting the radio up, just checking a box and then turning the radio on and then putting your code plug and all in.
Richard KA3JCA, you can help me with that setup, right?
For a minute. So if I do that, I guess I just got to re-download to the radio and it'll be good to go.
It's my understanding. I haven't done it with mine yet, but I've been thinking about it. It's just a matter of going in and checking that one box and then resetting the radio and then you have to reload all your code plugs.
KA3GACA is back.
We're set up an 878 into professional mode.
Experimented with it. There's a program called AT or AT options or AI options that you have to download. And then if you decide to do it, I'll give you the password to unlock it. And because you have to put in a code to unlock the 578 or the 878. And then you change it from whatever, I think the band that right now it's set at is 14, or you take it from whatever it is now and you change it to 14. I have to go back and look at my notes. But before you do anything, you just copy your code to your computer. You do that, save it as an RTF file, or RDT file, I'm sorry, and then also export the at the very top of the screen when you export it, and then once you change it over, you just have to re-import that back to the radio, and it puts everything back in.
GMRS?
Matter of fact, I just ordered my GMRS license last night.
Tom, Richard, this is KFWWZ. When you set it up like that, can you use GMRS and then go back to GMR or analog ham at your leisure, or do you have to reset the radio to do that?
No, supposed to be able to do DMR, GMRS. It basically unlocks the radio for a wider bandwidth.
And just to be sure, I can listen to FM broadcast while I'm working and still be able to communicate with my coworkers, am I right?
No, it's like listening to one channel. If you're going to listen to the FM, then you're going to have to use your work radio. Yeah, you just have to choose what you're going to do, either work on DMR, GMRS, or listen to the FM radio.
I'll just use the GMRS when I'm flagging. So what's going on here that I don't like this person interrupting us?
In the parking lot, I'm going to say 73s. You everybody have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Ken, and I am pulling into my first stop for the morning also, so I'll go ahead and say 73. Enjoyed the QSO this morning. Hope we can do it again. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, guys.
73 Patrick, 73 Ken, KA3JCA. Back to you, Chandler.
Sunny Grease Patrick, Sunny Grease Ken, it was a pleasure talking to you this morning. Richard, I think I'm really going to like this radio setup. I really do.
Couldn't be using my personal radio for my work job. I'd have it so that I can monitor DMR or switch over to the radio and listen to it and use the work radio for GMRS.
Understand what you're saying, but with the speaker mic that I'm getting with it, it'll make it easier because then I can put the radio to my side and then have the speaker mic clipped to my vest. And then that way I won't have to worry about having to pick the radio up, the work radio up, to talk on it. It'd be a little easier than my case. KO4WWZ for ID with KA3JCA.
Not sure who it is that's on there, but why don't you find out what radio you're using today and see if it has an option to put a speaker mic or the secret earpiece. You know, you can download earpieces or whatever that you can get to put in your ear.
On Lisbon Radio. Lisbon, I'll shoot you a text when I get in the work truck. I'll find out for you.
Okay, yeah, definitely. So, did you get an email this morning at all? Did you check?
Actually, I've not. I've been driving, now I'm sitting in the parking lot where I have a safe place to do it, so I can do that real quick.
I'll catch y'all later. KF4NXY. Got some stuff I gotta do, and then got a doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm gonna clear out for a while.
Alright, sir. 73, KA3JCA.
Alright, so I got an email. RadioID.net. Chandler, your Radio ID Net account is now approved. Welcome to Digital Radio Explosion. Digital ID assignment, please log in to Radio ID and visit your account dashboard for the current list of your ID.
When you get a chance, log in so that will let you know that you're verified. And you'll have to click a link to verify that once you logged in, that it's you. And then I'll be able to see your IDs on this end. and then we'll get you set up for Brandmeister when you get home.
Radio check, Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf.
Loud and clear, sir, KA3JCA.
10-4, thank you, Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf, clear.
Look up ahead, whatever. Come over here, whatever.